You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Pinheiro now attempting a 59-yarder. Niners got him in week two. He's 9 for 9 with field goals to this point. Snap good. Hold good. The kick is good. Pinheiro, the former Bear, the former Panther from 59. San Francisco up by 3.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Eddie Pinheiro.
I mean, let me just apologize to the Niners because I'll take an L. And you guys kind of laid it on me at the summit. I hadn't talked about it until now. I was in the Jake Moody, give him another day fan club or another game. But this guy's turned into a weapon, man. Steiny, I mean, man, you get him in season. Dude hasn't missed and makes a 59-yarder. Bang, to give you the lead. I mean, what more can you expect in regard to return on investment, ROI, when it comes to old Eddie Pinheiro?
What do you give me for Brock Purdy saved Kyle Shanahan because of Trey Lance?
Oh, no
doubt. Now Eddie Pinheiro has saved Kyle Shanahan because of Jake Moody. In other words, Pinheiro has turned into Brock Purdy.
I got you. Mm-hmm. So Pinero's doing what Moody should have been doing. With his
That's correct.
All right, I got you.
That's correct.
I'm not mad.
For
but
sure.
What about the defense? We hadn't talked much about it. Donnie, you know, learning lessons. And in the second half, Stafford was cooking. But for them to bend, not break again, and come up with that fumble, Collins, I mean, you can't talk about it enough. Just like, you know how many defenses probably were like, oh, brother, we're backed up. Maybe we need to let them score. And again, Kyle had mentioned that they had that discussion, chose not to do it. But, man, what a stop. And the rest is history.
Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth in Oakland coming off a big Niners win. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Smooth. Okay, I admit I was wrong. Bang, bang, I was wrong. But. You know, one of the downsides is we're going to lose Mac Jones next year. I mean, rightfully so.
Well, he's under contract for 2 years.
Oh, two. Okay, never mind. Everything I just said. But here's what I want to ask you guys. Now, listen, we know that Brock is Brock's job. I get that. But it would behoove Brock, stop playing around with this toe business, man. Don't be on the fence about, oh, I might play. Dude, you're either going to play or you're not. Let's not do what we did the last couple of games. You know, I didn't like how he was like, okay, I might play. Dude, you're not playing. We're going to sit you down until you're fully healthy. In fairness to you, because if you come up there with a gimpy toe and lose, we're not going to want to hear it.
Mm.
We're not going to want to hear about the toe. Let the toe get healed. You can come back and play. Because if you come back there and you lose and I hurt my toe again. Man, you know what's going to happen, guys. You know Niners fans, we're not going to have that. You're going to make a controversy Wait till you get healthy so you can be the Brock who you've been. Don't be less than, because Mac is balling right now.
No doubt.
And I'll ask you guys this. Do you think that Mac would have won that Jacksonville game? Because I kind of do. I'm going to be honest with you.
Lick it smoothie.
Okay.
Lick it smoothie.
Maybe.
That's hypothetical. I get it. But I feel confident that Mac would have been able to close that game.
I mean, he sure looks confident right now. No doubt about that.
And that first drive, again, I keep going to it, Stoney, just amazing. And then you look at it, you got a receiver in Bourne, 142 yards. You rack up a 407 total yards. We talked about it. How can the Niners win this game against a good defense and a damn good offense and a team that a lot of people say could possibly make the Super Bowl? And you go down there and hold the ball, Stoney, for a whopping 40 minutes to 26 for the Rams, and the offensive line, we had dogged them. And again, I know when you look at 2.2 yards on the ground for the Niners as a whole on the night, don't get paralyzed by that stat. I mean, they held up, and they were the reason there were no turnovers after your starting quarterback throws it a whopping total of 49 pass attempts. That's what I think is understated, Stoney. When you hear that number, that is the ultimate sign of trust, right?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, I think, look, he 49 times. I mean, there are all these little short intermediate stuff. Right. So clearly they're throwing short as a way to supplement a running game that's, you know, not doing well right now. And so I think Kyle Shanahan looks at Mac Jones and says he's very accurate. So if we can't run the ball, you know, let's try to set him up with some short stuff. And felt like they were throwing for 6 to 8 yards every single play. Mm. And so if they're going to give you that, I feel like Mac Jones is that kind of quarterback that won't take a dumb chance if he doesn't need to, if the play's right in front of him. So, you know, a lot of, 49 passes is a ton, but I think they're using some of their pass game as a way to compensate for their run game by throwing short as they are.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Christian McCaffrey, I love what you said on the crossover, Stoney, 8 for 82. Obviously, you want the run game on the ground to be better, but the bottom line is that's not rendering him ineffective. He's still getting off, averaging 10 yards a pop, and, I mean, 8 catches out of 9 targets. I mean, kudos to both guys.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I don't even have to ask a question. What stuck out? Everything stuck out. Mac Jones stuck out. Alfred Collins stuck out. Tonga stuck out.
Panero
stuck out. Panero, McCaffrey, all of them. Fred Warner, as always.
What about Kyle?
Yeah.
You got to give him. Sonny, I think this absolutely is his best win, regular season win, since he's been here. With what he didn't have. And I think that pissed them off, the whole team, about nobody giving him a chance.
Yeah. I got a little break last night.
What happened?
I talked to my buddy back east and said, you know, what are you thinking for the Niners?
Oh, you didn't lay anything?
No.
Ah.
He said.
Good for you.
He was like, Rams are going to crush.
So did Dibs.
He's like, we're all on the Rams.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we all were too.
All right.
Man.
He said, you want in? And I said, nah, I'll just watch for fun.
Yeah. So just thinking what Evan broke down for you in the green room yesterday, had you took the Niners, you'd have had 4.5 beers from whoever you
would have
took.
I did lose one bet to the boss.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
We bet a drink on the game.
Yeah.
But now I owe him 3.
He had the Niners.
I know he did.
Yeah.
So I owe him 3 vodka sodas now. Damn.
He did something to me last night.
What?
The boss.
What'd he do?
I don't know if I want to tell it, but I'll say it right now. So he texts me, want to go spaces after the game. I'll go, yeah. So we're getting ready. I'm all fired up in the lab. And then we lose connection. And then he's on IG Live. Guess with who?
Bonte.
Lo Neal.
Oh, nice.
So he basically canceled our, what we have people like. Then he called me and said, you know, good. I was like,
well,
You know, hey, I know what happened. You upped me one because low deal Hall of Fame. I get it. Oh, Evan kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
No. Don't look.
We were gonna do spaces, and then it goes, and then you're on IG Live with Low. I get it.
Don't look at it like that.
Halle Berry, Marsha Brady. I'm Marsha. I get it. It hurt me a little.
Don't look at it like that. Look at it as though
Oh, it hurt a little bit, Stoney. Stung me a little bit. I poured another shot. I was okay.
It's like Nahegan had a ticket for coach and Loneal was first class.
And he's there, like,
I'm sitting in first class with Loneal.
I feel a little better.
All right.
Now, why are you doing that? It's Friday. Victory Friday, baby. Why are you doing that?
Because I'm going to.
We got to let him talk.
I know we do.
Okay, but why are you like
that? Because I'm deciding who want to talk. Right. Let's go to Patrick in South San Francisco. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
A victory Friday.
That's right. What a great, great win. Hey, I want to throw something at you guys, but don't think I'm crazy, okay?
All right. This is the show.
Yesterday when I was watching Mac and the last few weeks, I'm not kidding you, but I see, I'm not making a comparison, but I see the shades of Joe Montana in this guy in the sense that he really reads the field very well.
Mm.
And he has a lot of confidence. He knows where he wants to go. Like, you know, and I miss that in a 49ers quarterback. I mean, I'm just watching him. I'm seeing him, you know, he's taking him down the field. He's doing it with confidence. He's happy. He's enthusiastic. He has a great presence on the field, and very importantly, he knows how to quick release like Montana used to. Mm. Like, I just see a lot of similarities.
No, I hear you.
I want to know what you think.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, are you the guy that said, I'm a scientist? You guys aren't.
I'm a scientist. And you guys aren't.
Is that you?
No, I know. I would never say that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You sound like
it. I'm the furthest thing from a scientist.
All right. I got you, baby. What you think, Stoney? I mean, the dude came out of college. He got drafted. Well, we know the dude can play football. He was just in a bad spot. So you're right. The Niners got two quarterbacks. Nothing to see here. Let your boy heal. And then, they both got to heal. Because, Donnie, is there a reality that Martinez can see the field? I know we're not there yet, but if Mac is seriously hurting, it looked like it multiple times, and Brock's nursing this toe, I mean, the third stringer might have to go.
I think Montana.
That boy.
More mobile.
16.
Than Mac Jones. Yeah. Well, especially when Mac Jones is hauling around that knee brace.
I call it the Forrest Gump knee brace.
Montana?
Huh? No, Brock Purdy. I mean, Mac Jones. I think Montana is more mobile than Mac Jones, especially when Mac Jones is wearing that knee brace. And
Joe was mobile, Evan. If that's what I don't know if that's what Evan's saying.
He was.
Yeah,
like,
no, Joe was.
He could scamper.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I could have sworn midway through the fourth quarter.
Give it to me, man.
They listed Mac Jones' knee brace as questionable.
Now that I think that was one of your specials.
Yeah,
I'll say this, Donnie. There are a lot of people, Americans, and I'm not being a simpleton here, but, you know, some use alcohol, some use drugs, some use gambling, whatever. People have their thing. Mine is sports. And that game last night epitomized why. Stoney, how can you not like sports, man? See, how can you not? It's what employs us.
Well, that doesn't mean everybody's got to like it.
No, I'm saying you're missing out if you don't.
Well,
partake.
Okay. And
I
what
needed
about,
a shower, a okay, cigarette. Well,
what about if somebody likes ballet every bit as much as you like sports?
But are you getting that? I get it. But is ballet really giving you that fix? Up and down, down.
Absolutely.
And up? I don't.
The other thing is.
I've been to the Nutcracker.
The other thing is that. I lost my train of thought.
But ballet, the other thing that, ballet doesn't give you that fix of back
and
forth.
So do you think sports is inherently more rewarding than watching theater or enjoying the arts? because I believe it's the same thing for those people.
No, I get that, okay. But is there a roller coaster element to those hobbies? You go to the ballet and, oh, wow, you did the absolutely.
You can see a performance swan. that is as inspiring to them as Mac Jones' performance was inspiring to you.
All right.
I think people are missing out on sports the way maybe perhaps sports heads miss out on the arts. All right. That's all.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
She's back. She got
hey,
me feeling
Jan,
good.
How you doing?
Oh man, what a win. I tell you, that was a signature win all across the board, and I can't tell you, man, I was holding my breath, and I'll tell you one thing, I want Lynch to go after a defensive back because Stafford last night, he had all night except for that time that Huff I think sacked him in the first quarter, was it?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I tell you, we need to get that defensive back to help out the rest of that defense and how Collins and the other back were able to get those turnovers at that last in that last crunch time,
yeah.
Man. I was holding my breath. I couldn't believe it. And, man, I'll tell you, they deserved that win, and I'm all behind him 100%. Go Niners.
Look at Jan.
Thanks, Jan.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
And I'll say this, Donnie, you didn't ask, but just hearing her passion, I mean, now you're 4-1. And, you know, it's all pretty, everybody feeling giddy about the win, but the Niners know they can improve, you know, the run game. But now you're getting to the juncture, and I know we're a few weeks away, but, Donnie, when you talk about what Jan mentioned, enhancements, seeing and scouring the line, you know, seeing teams' seasons end and seeing who they got to maybe pick from that tree to bring them to improve and bolster what you have, all that's on the table when you're 4-1.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the importance of the win and if it means anything for morale.
That's huge. You know, you don't sit here and make excuses with injuries, but it definitely, we've had to have a lot of guys step up that we weren't sure you were going to need to coming into the year, especially guys coming from other teams, guys like KB, guys like MVS. Getting D-Rob back, I think, was huge. He did some real good things today. But I've just, especially that team today, that's a really good team. Finding a way to beat them, having your record what it is. I mean, you got to keep winning throughout this time, but it's been a good start for us.
Kyle Shanahan on the... on the big win.
Yeah, and you know, Kendrick Bourne having 10 receptions for 142. I kind of got I lost DeMarcus Robinson, Stoney, but 3 for 39, 13 yards a pop. So I know that win was sweet against his old team. How about that?
No doubt about it. Let's go to Nico in Sacramento. Hey, Nico, how you doing, man?
Yo, long time no speak, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Going well.
Well, I want to ask y'all, what was y'all favorite play? I'm going to pull a guru. I'm going to tell you mine first. It was fourth quarter or overtime. It was Shanahan scheming the play to McCaffrey. He's coming out of the backfield in motion. They threw it straight to McCaffrey, and it was DeMarcus Robinson and two defenders, a linebacker and a cornerback. The scheme was for DeMarcus Robinson to block the linebacker, 200-and-something-pound linebacker. He lays the block on him. McCaffrey's one-on-one with the cornerback. And he makes a move,
yeah.
Gets the yardage they needed for the first down. Amazing scheme by Shanahan. I was twisted last night. I was talking about that play all night. That was crazy. Amazing scheme. Love the play. Love the book. Shanahan, he's really good.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't have a 10-point lead because he would have blown it in the fourth quarter. Y'all have a great blessing.
Thank you.
Well, no, he had a 10-point lead, Stoney. It was just at half.
Good point.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite play? Because I got one. And it wasn't favored. It was just an illustration of what I like. Shout out Phil Mo Mike. So it was about a third quarter. Your boy dropped back to pass, Mac Jones, Donnie, and Valdez Scantlin looked like he was the intended receiver, and this guy was running just a little behind him. But the ball went over his head, and I'm thinking, oh, bad pass. But it was meant for Kendrick Bourne, and he was deeper then Valdez Scantlin, Stoney, so it was about 16-yarder, but it was on a just a frozen rope to where initially I go, and I'm used to high throws sometimes watching, you know, Brock or Jimmy, and I go, oh, man, that's an off-target throw. And bam, it wasn't meant for Valdez-Scantling. It hit Kendrick Bourne right between the numbers. He ran for a few more yards, but it just, I said to myself, oh, Mac, tell me if I'm putting too much on this, Donnie. He's got a cannon. You get my drift? It went over Valdez-Scantling, and it wasn't intended for him. And then in the back, there was Bourne, and that's who it was intended for, but it had some zip on it. And I'm like, oh, man, dude, he's throwing that thing tonight.
So did he overthrow the guy?
No, the ball was intended for Bourne.
Oh.
Valdez-Scantling was just a few yards before where, you know, the target he was looking for. And I just said to myself, oh, your boys, he's throwing that thing tonight.
I don't specifically remember that one. Was it early, real early?
Late third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd need to see it.
Yeah. I got the game on the TV. Oh, no.
I know. We went back and listened to some of the Al Michaels cuts.
Ibanez, Texas, the great Mark Ibanez. He
says, don't lay off Al Michaels.
Lay off the legend. No, that's what
right.
he called him.
He's right.
Yeah. I feel bad now.
He's right. And if that's the case, then people should lay off me, too. Real quick.
Your favorite play.
Pin arrow.
I was going to use that. All right.
Pin arrow.
He's a weapon.
So here's the one thing I was thinking about this year, and I think this is what makes it so different and so fun for 49er fans. So if you run down the entire roster, not the entire roster, but you could run down a big chunk of the roster and find like 15 to 20 guys who've already made plays this year that have been game-winning type of plays. So, Bosa, let's talk about the big boys. Bosa, he made the big play early in the year to save a game.
Two of them.
I think McCaffrey's been as gutsy as he could possibly be, whether he's lost a half step or not.
Check.
I think he's playing as hard as he can possibly play. Fred Warner. He's made multiple plays this year. But I think a big reason why they're 4-1 is because of the plays that were made by Jake Tongas, Alfred Collins. Think of these guys. Kendrick Bourne. Now the backup quarterback, Mac Jones. Pearsall, in his second year, made some big plays already. Bryce Huff, newly acquired in the offseason, makes a big sack last 2 weeks ago that clinch a game. D. Winters has been playing at a really high level. Who's Upton Stout? Just a rookie who's producing. Who's Siegel? Who's this Siegel guy that's
youngster.
Come out of nowhere?
Yeah,
he made a monster play last night. Pinero wasn't even on the team at the beginning of the year. He's just kind of won him a game. And so it's like a mini strength in numbers right now for the San Francisco 49ers because they've just – and that's – to me, that's the other thing that is tough to calculate is when you have so many players who can say they've contributed to a win, it tends to bring a team together more because more guys are playing into the success.
Yeah.
And there's about 30 guys on that roster right now who can actually say, you know, I've been a big part of this 4-1 start.
No doubt. And that's how you win. That's how you go deep in the playoffs. And that's how you qualify for the playoffs. But Stoney, you know, unlike the other three wins, you know, I was giving game ball to one individual, but last night, I mean, it could have went to the whole team. And you're right, Siegel made plays, but he gave up plays. But for the Niners defense to throw off or slow down the Rams' opportunity early on to hold them just to 7 points at halftime, I mean, that was a message to me, like, damn. And a lot of that was because what the offense was doing because they were so stellar. But at the end of the day, I mean, they didn't give up. And now – at 4-1, you just think because of the youth on the defensive side of the ball. We hadn't mentioned Robert Saleh much, but, I mean, how good is he feeling? Even though, you know, your boy got going, Matt Stafford, almost 400 yards. But at the end of the day, it was your unit that came up with a big play. And, you know, that can't go unnoticed or mentioned enough. Where is this team and some of these youngsters going to be when guys come back? And they kind of continue to go through their puberty. And now we're talking about week 10, week 11. But the initial first five games, like you talked about, Stoney, everyone has been identical in regard to coming down to the wire. And I believe those are things that resonate. That's how you, you know, carve out your identity. But these guys are playing like, I got to be careful here, playoff-like games at the end, and where one play can make you or break you, and they're coming up roses 4 out of 5 cracks at it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Easily the signature win of the season for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. Was it Kyle Shanahan's signature win of any regular season?
I got to believe so.
I mean, I just remember the game against Seattle back the last game of the year where they needed it to make the playoffs. This was a different kind of game last night.
The green line hit at the goal line.
Where they were definitely had their backs to the wall injury-wise, so this represented a little something different.
Nobody gave them a chance.
So many good things happened last night. If I said to you, what was the best thing about last night, how would you answer that, Niner fans? Also, don't forget, Pier 39 tomorrow, Guru and Evan Giddings broadcasting from noon to 4. They're going to have Festus Ezeli out there. They're going to have Tim Roy. They're going to have Kalena Azubuki, Zaza Pachulia, Abonte Hill will be out there. They're going to be giving away tickets to Sunday's exhibition game against the L.A. Lakers. Once again, 12 to 4 at Pier 39 tomorrow. Get out there, say hello to Goo and Evan, and it'll be a Warriors special with a lot of special guests. We're going to get you ready for the season, which the exhibition season starts on Sunday. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good. Right now they're executing, playing good football.
In a 16-minute beatdown, and the pass is caught by McCaffrey for the touchdown. And plenty of 49er fans are here tonight. They travel well, and they're ecstatic.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call.
Still no rushing touchdown, but that's all right. Still got the dub.
And McCaffrey with another solid night through the air. Speaking of McCaffrey, how does Shanahan assess him through 5 weeks?
Just that he's one of the toughest, grittiest guys I've ever been around. I mean, just how he approaches every day, how physical he is. Christian's been unbelievable. He's been running into some really tough looks, but he doesn't shy away from anything. What he did in the pass game today, even what he did in the run game, just for us to be able to have 33 runs when first that run defense is so important, because you throw it too much versus that team, you're going to end up getting sacks. It's a matter of time before you end up having a turnover. So just being able to stay with it, which is huge with third down, but he's one of the reasons we can stay with the run because of what he does in the pass game for us.
Yeah, I mean, I get that McCaffrey hasn't had a lot of, yards per carry.
Yeah.
But if you look at how many times he's touched the ball through five games and how worried about him we were heading into the game one, I think we got to be ecstatic by where McCaffrey is right now. And if half of his struggles running the football are because of the offensive line, well, then that should improve a little bit when George Kittle gets back.
Yeah. And, I mean, Stoney, I'm looking at it. He went Steph Curry. We talked about his touches. I said 30 or more. He got 30. And he's getting tackled on those receptions as well. So, I mean, a lot of people came, and I was one of them, came into this season. How's he going to be able to hold up? But, man, his workload has increased, and now he's added something to his repertoire. He's already had it, but now he's getting his – I mean, he's making his hay in the receiving game. But, Stoney, I want to say something to you. A couple Mondays ago, we got into it, and – I came in here and it was hyperbole, but I was overzealous in talking about this has the ingredients for the Kyle job, what he's doing because of the injuries. But man, when you put this now in the folder, because he's ultimately responsible for everything, but when you put this one of the four wins that they got in the folder, and you just sit back and, you could do it to 3 o'clock this afternoon, just about who's not available. Like, Stoney, this is a special season in the sense that, or shaping up to be, the next man up is the mantra, and to go up there and kind of basically shock the world with who wasn't available. We talked about this game where it ranks as in regard to his regular season, but just as far as now, it's growing. That thing is growing into seasons. I know we're five games in, but Stoney, I got to say that, he's been brilliant, not perfect, but this team's learning how to win. And to go put that one in the folder yesterday against another division foe to take you to 3-0. Kudos to Kyle, man.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, yesterday we were in here talking about Mac Jones, and the sentiment was, this has the ability to get really ugly.
Yeah, the ingredients, right.
Okay, so yesterday, before one game was played, we were worried that this season could go down the hill, or that it might be setting up to be a nightmare. And then they go down there and they win an incredible game, and now they're 4-1, and there's just nothing about that win last night that tells you that it was a fluke. To me, last night, yes, they made plays down the stretch like they have, four out of the last five games, but to me it was also the kind of game that they had to play the right way, and I thought they had to get out to a lead early.
They did.
And they did that, and then they were able to protect the lead. And, you knew the Rams were – they weren't going to beat the Rams 30-10 last night.
Didn't know, though, Stoney, when it got 14-0. I'm like, holy hell.
I always felt like the Rams were going to make a game of it. Yeah, so.
They did.
Let's go to Kirk in Los Altos Hills. Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Sure.
And I know I'm probably a little bit late to the game, here, but joining in on the discussion about Mac Jones,
sure.
And then of course how it applies to Brock Purdy. I just, and myself, I'm watching the game last night with my wife, and it's just, there is, to us, so much more comfort in watching Mac Jones play. Not that Brock Purdy is bad, per se, and I think he's a very capable quarterback, but it's just what I've seen so far. And I'm no football guy. I never really played the game myself in my life. But like previous callers have said, his throws, strong, they're active.
Ah, Kirk, we're losing you.
Yeah.
We lost you, Kirk. You know, the one thing I would say is if you're going to – okay, so Mac Jones looks better this year than Brock Purdy. All right. What about is he better than Brock Purdy the Brock Purdy we've seen the past few years?
No. And Brock – and again, you know, I'm double talking, but Brock has been hurt, and he finished the game against Seattle, and Jacksonville wasn't great. But I'm not going there yet. No, Stoney. I mean, he threw interception. We hadn't talked about it. He almost threw one away. Would have, could have, should have. But we just talking about what we saw last night right before they got that field goal. There was an oh-no throw, you know? And if the Ram defender hangs on to that, then what are we talking about today? But the bottom line is, to my answer to that question would be no. Because we're talking about almost perfection when we've seen Brock at his best. But then you could sit there and say, Stoney, and you look good in your black shirt. Well, Goo, they were a better team. Everything was better around them when we seen the best of Brock. Because last year wasn't it.
I mean, when was the last time? How many yards did Mac throw for? 342?
342.
I mean,
43 for 49.
So I wonder how many games Purdy's had with 342 yards, multiple touchdowns, and no picks.
Mm.
I just kind of.
But you got to understand, too, they.
That Mac's better at throwing the ball?
No, I always thought that. But the bottom line is McCaffrey was – they had a better running game, so they didn't have to lean on the pass as much.
He's had three such games.
Has he? In his career or last year?
In his career.
Gotcha.
Good stuff.
Two of them were last year.
888-957-9570 is the number. Best part about last night's win, 49er fans, what was it? You got plenty of choices. Let's go to Matt in Bayview. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
The city.
Donnie Guru, what up?
Hey.
All right. Hey, yeah, man, I mean, obviously, just like everyone's been saying, great, great performance by Mac. You can see exactly why Kyle wanted him. You know, he's very Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, and build, you know, quick release, strong arm. He makes really quick decisions. The problem here, right on the table, as you guys would like to say, is Brock has $182.5 million guaranteed. So whether Kyle likes him or not, it's kind of a moot point. But I mean, we can, you know, go to hypothetical land and talk about it. If Brock misses two more weeks and Matt comes out, has another great performance against a really good Tampa team, and let's say he misses the next game against Atlanta at home on Sunday night, then you kind of have an issue where if Brock comes back and he struggles, I didn't like how Brock performed last season with all the injuries. You know, he had the built-in excuse, but – you know, we see what Mac is doing in this offense under Kyle Shanahan. So it's just, you're in a tough position, right? Because, you know, if that happens, Brock continues to struggle. What do you do at that point? You have so much already invested in him, but people are going to start talking. Everyone's going to start talking. The fans are going to want us to switch, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the decision makers in San Francisco. What do you think?
I think that's a possibility. That's a possibility, and I think it's a possibility because of all the variables we're talking about right now. And one is, we don't really have an understanding of how severe the Purdy injury is.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think on the surface at this point, Mac Jones has done enough where you say, let's not rush Brock back.
Okay.
And then the way this is going, when Brock Purdy is ready to play, then Kyle Shanahan will have a decision to make, and it's one he's had. He's had this kind of decision before, and I don't know what he's going to do, and I don't know when Brock Purdy's going to be 100% or whether they're going to, you know, deem him 100%, and then what do you do there?
But you think it's a fair question? And it, you know, and again, his caveats, Donnie, was,
well,
if Mac was the quarterback two more games, and you know, now we're talking about he's 5-0. But I'll say this just about the front office and Kyle. I believe I really was irritated because I felt like the Jake Moody situation, he got his 9th or 10th or 11th life, Jake, that is, because of where he was drafted, and they didn't want to admit the mistake. But then on the flip side of that, the B side, I saw what they did. They got rid of Trey Lance quick, fast, and in a hurry, admitted their mistake, lucked up on Brock Purdy, and he was fabulous. But what if I throw this at you, Stani, and the caller? At what point do we got to go so macro to where, what about just owing the team if they're hot and let's just say again, Max won 5 in a row. What about, okay, we'll slow play this. We'll play the hotter hand, like I told you, Shasky and Spadoni this morning. I mean, you could do that and it not be a quarterback controversy.
And then how long do you do that?
That I don't have the answer.
And when you say, is it a fair question?
It's on that street. Go ahead.
Well, I'll ask 49er fans this. I mean, who should start against Tampa Bay?
Oh, well,
Brock Purdy says I'm healthy? Like, what should they do against Tampa Bay? We're going to have plenty of time to talk about it.
But you didn't learn then if he starts against Tampa. And it's not that I don't want to see him. You told me, Stani, and I believe it leaving the studio. I believed it leaving the studio yesterday that they did the wrong math or maybe listened to him a bit much. So the one thing you cannot do, I believe, if you're the
Niners.
What
about the week after?
Now we can.
Okay, but Max beating Tampa Bay now.
No, but Brock missed 2 weeks last. Well, I guess if you miss Tampa, now that's.
The point is like when Brock's healthy, should he go back in no matter what?
I mean, it's his job, right?
No right answer. If this is who Mac Jones is and Purdy's not ready against Tampa Bay and they go down there and beat Tampa Bay, then I think. It's absolutely a discussion.
But what if you bring Brock back and then you have another Jacksonville performance?
What if you never bring Brock back and Mac runs the table or runs the table then?
Like, I know that's down the road.
I have no idea. Like, this is, I'm not saying I know the answer. I don't know the answer.
But it's how great. And again, Stani, he looked like John Wayne yesterday, Mac Jones, in regard to being hurt and injured. So we don't even know if he's available come Tampa.
Let's go to Niner Romo in Sacramento. Hey, Niner Romo, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Great show. The only thing better than a victory Monday is a victory Friday, baby.
Yeah.
The Niners looked great last night. My season personally started up in Seattle, and when I first got on in there in the stadium down by the field, I look over into the tunnel opposite of the Niners, and who do I see warming up, getting ready, even though he wasn't going to play? Mac Jones! This kid has stayed ready. He stayed available, and when he's been given his opportunities, he's looked great, and I think Shanahan's learning how to win these tight games now, and he's coming up on the winning side of these. So something special is brewing right here. And, you know, these are platinum problems, as I call them, to have. Is it Purdy? Is it Jones? I didn't think Purdy was ready to come back in the Jacksonville game. So, you know, next week in Tampa, let Purdy rest. Let that toe get right. Let Mac Jones go out there and build on this. And, you know, if it becomes a controversy, that's a good problem to have. And, you know, my biggest thing is that, as I said, Shanahan keeps building on this, and maybe he's going to put to rest some of these ghosts he gets in the fourth quarter. And I'm just going to keep staying excited. I was watching the game in Sacramento with a bunch of L.A. fans from work for training, and I let them have it. And I got to say, the Sacramento faithful were a little timid. When you yell first down 49ers, I want to hear a ow, ow, ow. So let's go 49ers, baby.
Look at him.
Appreciate it.
That'll come back when Ayuk comes back.
The
they weren't at home. But
you know, there's some people on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
I was just going there. Thank you.
You know, we fall in love with good play, backup quarterbacks, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. You throw everything Brock has done away. No, that's not what you do. But are there people out there that just think that whenever Brock Purdy is healthy, he comes back and plays? If Brock Purdy is ready to play against Tampa Bay, does he play against Tampa Bay? And if he doesn't and Mac Jones plays and does well, I mean, let's not be naive. The longer this goes with Mac Jones playing well, the harder the decision's going to be for Kyle Shanahan as to when Brock Purdy comes back and when he's healthy and when and if you put him back in the game or you put him back in the starting lineup. Yeah, so this is going to be one that it's going to have to play out. You're going to have to let it play out, I think. Like, I don't think you can presuppose anything. And I think if you ask Kyle right now who's starting against Tampa Bay, he'd probably say, I have no idea because I don't know Mac Jones' status.
I don't know
Brock Purdy's status.
Yeah. And again, I'm not knocking Mac Jones. And Niner fans should be thrilled with the performance that they got by the whole team. But, Stani, let's not ignore. And we're not doing it on purpose. That McVay, I thought, made some bad decisions to enable the Niners to win the game. But the Niners mustered 6 points in the second half before overtime. So, you know, it was 4th of July early. You got off to that lead. You go down and score to set the tone of the game. But, you know, you kind of ran out of gas that third and fourth quarter. And I'm not blaming Mac. So I'm just taking a step back. If I'm Kyle, you know, if Brock were under center, Would they have gotten a touchdown or been able to get in the end zone? But the Rams are good. They're formidable. But I just don't think you can lose your job to injury. That's one. And I'm just throwing that to the people that think, okay, hey, let's just take this 3-0 that Mac Jones is to 5-0. And we can do that just for this. But even then, Stoney, this is Brock's show. And I think when he's ready to go, obviously, we'll see him under center. I believe that.
This is Mac Jones after the game.
I think, you know, they brought me here to play as a backup, and that's my job. And Brock's the starter of this team, and right now he's dealing with something. And for him to go out there last week and play when you know he probably wasn't a full health, like he cares about this team. So I'm just trying to get some wins for him so it helps us down the line. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Like, I've been in his position. I've been a starter. And you want your backup to go in there and win, because at the end of the season, that could be the hit or miss between a playoff or not. So,
all right, so Mac Jones saying all the right things, that this is Brock Purdy's team.
Yeah. And who's to say he was 100%?
Yeah, I guess the question is when does it go back to being Brock Purdy's team?
I think when he's healthy, partner.
Let's go to Trevor in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great, fellas. It's a beautiful Friday. Yeah. I'm happy the Niners won last night, obviously. I just want to say I really like Mac Jones. I'm so pleased with what he's doing. I think he's made some really great throws and some nice decisions under a little bit of pressure, but I think we're missing a little bit of context on this conversation. I'd float the question to you guys real quick. What do you think are two best efforts were from the 49ers in terms of offensive line play?
I thought it was excellent compared to what they had been the previous 4 weeks.
You mean yesterday versus the rest of the year?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, I guess he's gone.
That's what he was asking, yeah.
I guess he's gone.
Yeah.
So is he, Mac Jones has had better protection than Purdy?
Well, yesterday, he threw the ball 50 times. So he did turn it over. I thought the O-line did. That was their best performance of the season, pass blocking, because the run still was 2.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that was a mic drop from that
or
guy.
Or disconnect. Boss could have walked in.
We can squeeze another one in here. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. He wants to follow up on something you said, Goo, about McVay.
Right,
hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? I usually call about basketball, but boy, that was a fun game. I watched it on the plane, and two things. One, you got two quarterbacks. Be happy.
Mm.
The second is McVay lost that game. That was an idiotic call. I mean, Jones could barely walk, so all they had to do was kick a field goal, and I don't think the Niners were going to go anywhere with their third-string guy. Mm. So, isn't that how you do it? Tie at home, win on the road. So they got a little bit lucky. And then basketball starts Sunday. I'm psyched. Who knows? Maybe Kuminga will be good. We'll see. That's all I got, man. It was a fun game, though.
Appreciate really it. Yeah, and here's he brought up Sean McVay.
He owned it, man.
Going for it on fourth down and them getting stuffed.
That call by me.
You called two timeouts. Were you considering different calls or – kind of, you walk us that.
Thought about maybe trying to draw them off sides. I took one, they took the other, and it was a poor decision by me right there. But, you know, you give the Niners credit. They made enough plays to be able to win the football game. We had plenty of chances throughout this game. You know, we stayed in it. We fought. We battled. But there's a lot of things that we have to be able to clean up and a lot of football left. But I'm pretty sick right now. I'm sick of the spot that I put our group in to end the game. But, hey, these are the tough beats that you got to be able to learn from and move forward, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, so that was Sean McVay.
I do like a coach owning it, man. You know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe today's not. Has Kyle Shanahan ever said, that was a poor decision by me?
He does it in a different way, but I see what
he says.
You're going,
we didn't execute that play.
Yeah, But hey, that was – I appreciated that, man.
Or how about I feel sick about the position I put my
Why
team in
Why would you take
today?
The ball out of Stafford's hands and you could have did rug route left, right, whatever with Davante Adams and Nacua? Like, that was overthinking 101. And the Niners couldn't stop you in the air.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers win a big one last night in L.A., 26-23 in overtime. They're now 4-1. They still haven't lost a division game. And there was a lot of good things coming out of last night's game. What was the best part for you if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Take your pick. There's about a dozen things you could bring up, and the number's 888-957-9570. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment was also brought to you by Moderna.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.